Ever get that like tingling sensation around someone? Feels like they're just, I don't know, radiating energy or something. Or maybe you've had this sudden clear thought, like you saw a flash of the future. Well, get ready, because today we're diving deep into psychic abilities. We're using Tanahoy's Guide to Psychic Development to see if we can unlock some of that inner magic ourselves. We'll break down techniques for clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairaudience. Those are the three big psychic senses.
You know, before we go full on woo-woo, it's important to remember this psychic abilities thing. It's not exactly new, is it? Cultures all over, for ages, they've had these traditions, sensing energies, tapping into something deeper. Like, think ancient oracles, shamans, heck, even just trusting your gut feeling, you know?
Right, totally. It's like it's part of being human, even if it seems kind of mysterious. So first up, clairvoyance, clear seeing. Hoy, he compares it to like having these super vivid daydreams, but they actually mean something psychically.
Not like flipping channels to see the future.
Exactly. Not like that. More about intuitive insights through images, symbols, sometimes full-on mental movies even. And get this, he's got this technique, the blank TV screen, to develop it. Close your eyes, picture that blank screen, then boom, hit the power button. As the screen flickers on, that's where the answer to your question or insight into a situation, it plays out right there in your mind's eye.
What I find so interesting about that is it really pushes you to use visualization, you know, and intention, creating that empty space, that blank screen, and wanting to receive information. You're opening yourself up on a whole other level.
It's true. Like training your mind to see past the surface, catch those flashes we usually miss.
Right, but seeing it, that's only half the battle, isn't it?
Totally. Got to understand it too.
Exactly. That's where symbol interpretation comes in. Hoy says, look for those recurring things, symbols, emotions, patterns, like you're making a dictionary, but for your psychic self. Journaling, man, that's huge for this.
Makes sense. Write down your visions, what happens afterward, you start to connect the dots. So we've done clear seeing with clairvoyance. Now, for something a little different but just as cool, clairsentience or clear feeling. Boy, it tells these wild stories, but this deep empathy that comes with it. Like he once felt a pain in his leg because a client's friend had broken theirs in the exact same spot. Can you imagine?
Wow. It really shows how clairsentience, it's not just emotions you're picking up on. It's like you're so tuned into a person, a place, even an object that you physically feel what they're feeling.
That's intense.
Walk into a room, instantly feel the tension from an argument, or hold something old and get flooded with its history. That's clairsentience.
Wow. It's like emotions become this sixth sense, right?
Yeah.
Picking up on the stuff our regular senses miss.
You got it. But remember how we said it can be a lot, that much sensitivity.
Yeah, not all sunshine and roses.
Right. Beautiful connection, sure, but also the world's emotional roller coaster 24/7. The anxiety of a crowd, the stress of a place. It takes work to handle that.
Definitely. So how do you live with that much sensitivity and not get totally fried? Because feeling everyone's emotions all the time sounds exhausting. So how do we deal with all that energy? Any tips?
Well, Hoy, he's got this visualization. He calls it the steel vault door.
A steel vault door.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little out there, but picture this. Giant heavy door right in your stomach. Anytime you feel those energies getting overwhelming, just imagine slamming that door shut.
So you're making a barrier, like blocking out the noise.
Exactly. Developing these abilities, it's not about being on receive all the time. It's about control. You know, finding that balance, openness, but protection too.
Right, got to build those psychic muscles. Okay, so we've done clairvoyance, seeing clearly, and clairsentience, clear feeling. Which brings us to our last big one for this deep dive. Clairaudience. Basically, getting info through subtle sounds, inner messages, like having your own little radio tuned into, I don't know, the universe or something. And speaking of tuning in, Hoy's got this story in his book. It's about a clairaudient warning that might have saved someone's life. He was doing a reading, right? And suddenly, he hears this voice, clear as day, telling him to warn his client about house sitting for this woman, Amanda, that weekend.
Oh, I know that story. It gives me chills.
Right. So it turns out, if the client had house sat, they would have been caught into fire.
It really makes you think about the responsibility, you know? It's not always about your insights. Sometimes it's about helping others. But it also shows how tricky clairaudience can be. How do you separate what's your thoughts versus these outer voices, these messages?
Yeah, that's got to be tough, like trying to have a conversation in the middle of Times Square.
Exactly. And that's where mindfulness is key. Meditation, it helps quiet the mind so you can actually hear those whispers. Hoy, he's got a simple breathing exercise just for this. Sit comfortably, few deep breaths, then just listen to everything inside and out for about 10 minutes. No judgment.
Like training your psychic ears to pick up on what you've been missing.
Yeah. It's about fine-tuning. And like anything new, gotta practice. The more you quiet your mind, pay attention, the clearer it gets, you start trusting what you hear. But here's the thing. All these abilities, they work better when you've got a good foundation. Hoy says that starts with meditation and energetic protection.
Okay, so back to basics. Hoy's big on meditation. Simple technique, really.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable position, close your eyes, focus on your breath. Do that for like 10, 20 minutes twice a day.
Sounds easy, but wow, it does a lot for you. Mentally, emotionally, it's like hitting reset on your brain. Remember we were talking about mindfulness? Well, meditation, that's training for it. Being present, seeing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away. That clear headspace is huge for psychic stuff.
So calming the mind, cutting through the noise, but then there's protection. I gotta be honest, that one still feels a little out there. Hoy talks about this white light of protection, almost like an energy shield, right? You're only letting in the good stuff.
I get it. Sounds kind of woo-woo, right? But we do it physically all the time.
Yeah.
Seatbelts, locking your door, even washing your hands. Why not do the same for your, I don't know, energy body? Especially when you're messing with stuff beyond the five senses.
Good point. Like healthy boundaries, but energy level.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, there was something else. Remember how we were talking about sensing other people's energy? Well, Hoy, he's got this method for sensing auras. Calls it the human BS detector.
Yeah.
Totally. So you rub your palms together, get them warm, then hold them a few inches from someone, move them around slowly. He says you can actually feel their aura, like heat tingling. Have you tried that?
Funny you should mention that. People have been doing that for centuries, different cultures. Traditional Chinese medicine, they call it qi, your energy field. They use touch to feel for imbalances.
Yeah.
And tons of spiritual traditions sensing auras, it's about seeing someone's deeper self, their emotions, how healthy they are, even their intentions.
So it's not just some made-up thing. It's like ancient wisdom. Makes me even more curious about that white light thing, though. How's it work? Hoy's got a whole process, setting the mood candles, maybe incense, sea salt, like making it sacred or something. Then visualize this golden light coming down through your head, down your spine, grounding you to the earth. After that, picture this bright white light all around you, like an egg. He even says to say an affirmation about only letting in positive, loving energy.
What's interesting is you see that same kind of visualization everywhere, energy healing, spiritual stuff, whether it's a shield or calling on light or using crystals, it's the same idea, choosing what gets into your space.
So it's not really about like magic, it's more about intention, like with that blank TV screen thing.
Yeah.
You're using your mind to feel safe, set boundaries.
Exactly. And you know what I find fascinating? The link between this protection idea and discernment. Remember we talked about that. Both are about being aware. What's coming at you through your senses, your emotions, thoughts, even psychic impressions.
Yeah.
It's choosing what influences you.
So we're learning to use these abilities responsibly. It's like building a psychic toolbox. And speaking of tools, Hoy also talks about psychometry.
Hmm.
Have you ever held something like an old book or a piece of jewelry and felt this weird connection? Like it's got a story or something.
Yeah, like it's almost whispering to you.
Right. And that's psychometry.
Yeah.
Getting info through touch.
Yeah.
It's like those objects, they hold on to energy, memories. Hoy says it's like they've got psychic fingerprints. He even says it's one of his favorites, especially in antique shops.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You walk in, all those objects from different times, different people, and just by touching them, you can sense their stories, like a time machine almost.
It really makes you wonder, what if objects could talk, all the stories they'd tell?
Right. So we've got clairvoyance, the seeing, clairsentience, the feeling, clairaudience, hearing those subtle sounds. Now psychometry, feeling energy through touch.
It's all about tapping into something more, isn't it? Beyond our normal senses.
Exactly. And speaking of tapping into something more, there's also automatic writing, quieting your mind and letting information just flow through you like something else is guiding your hand. Ever felt that?
Oh, yeah. Those times when the words just come out, like they're coming from somewhere deeper.
Right. And that's what automatic writing is about, letting go. So your intuition, maybe even something higher, it can express itself. Kind of scary, but also really cool when you think about it.
It is. And that's what's so great about exploring these abilities. It makes you realize there's so much we don't know. And that's okay. It's about being curious, open to whatever's out there.
I love that curiosity. That's what this whole deep dive has been about. We've covered some pretty wild stuff today. But if there's one thing I want listeners to take away, it's this. Don't get too hung up on the how-to. It's not just about techniques or having these big experiences. It's about trusting that little voice inside, that intuition we all have.
Absolutely. What if that's the real key? Trusting yourself.
That's a great point to end on. Expert, thank you so much for joining me. This has been amazing.
Thank you for having me.
And to all our listeners, thanks for coming along on this deep dive. We hope you're feeling inspired to tap into your own potential. If you want to go even deeper, check out Ta-Nehisi's book. Until next time, keep exploring and trust your gut.